All right, if you would, in your Bibles tonight, turn to Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 14. Again, tonight, we've been studying the attributes of God, and we'll get back on that, but knowing tonight we're going to have a lot of adults out and working, and knowing our time is going to be short, more of a devotional type message. Tonight, the title is on discipleship for those working the Internet, discipleship. Luke chapter 14, look with me in verse 25. And there went a great multitude with him, and he turned and said unto them, Luke chapter 14, verse 26, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest happily, after he hath laid the foundation, and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first, and consulteth whether he be able to, with 10,000, to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth him a message, and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Let me just from the very beginning say that our love for the Lord and our commitment to the Lord should be to such a degree that our love for our family, in comparison to our love for our Lord, would seem as being hate. That's what he's saying. That our love for the Lord, in comparison to our love for our families, that we love him so much, so beyond our families, that it would look like, or seemingly, in comparison, would be as hate to our family. Do you love the Lord that much tonight? That's difficult, isn't it? I love my family. I love my family. I love my kids. I love my wife. I love my dad and my mom. And so as he says this, he is again just saying, if you're going to be my disciple, you better love me with all you got. Love me with all you got. And a disciple is simply one who follows Christ, a follower of Christ, a disciple, a follower of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, bless this time. Bless the message tonight. Bless the reading of your word. I pray tonight that we again see very clearly how important it is for us to be disciples and what a disciple is. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, as we looked here, we'll find just some simple characteristics of a disciple. And I'll just want to give you just kind of a shotgun approach tonight. And certainly this is not an in-depth study. And I would love to come back at some point and do an in-depth study. We've done it in the past, been a long time. But what is a disciple? A disciple is one who is, number one, you've got to be saved to be a disciple. You've got to be saved to be a disciple. It's one who has experienced the new birth and knows that he has passed from death unto life. And again, in John 5:24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth my word, or he that heareth my word and believeth on him sent me, is not under condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. I'm glad my spirit was quickened, that I've been made alive, that I've been born again by the precious Savior. And I hope tonight you know that you're saved. So to begin in discipleship is to be saved. And then we think about also a disciple is one who is separated. A one who is separated. One who has come out from the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, familiar passage. We won't turn over there. It says, come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. Come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. It's not talking about the big globe that we're all standing on here. It's talking about the world's philosophy and the world system, that we come out from that and we be separate. Again, we see today a trend towards Christianity that has misused the word grace in so much that they have used grace in a way in which to make it okay for a Christian to do whatever they want to. It's called radical grace, and there's many out there who teach it and preach it. Or they call it free grace and some other terms that they use. By the way, salvation is free through grace. But grace is not a license as a Christian to do whatever you want to. That we as Christians ought to live separated lives. Come out from the world and be separate, saith the Lord. That means a Christian ought to look different, act different, wear different, A Christian ought to not go to certain places. Amen. Like a bar. A Christian shouldn't, you know, do certain things, listen to certain things. And a Christian should do some things as well, like witness and lots of other things. But a Christian ought to be separated. Come out from the world, be separate, saith the Lord. Love not the world, neither things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And as a young person, as an older person, as an in-between person, we as Christians ought to live separated lives. That is what's not being taught in most churches today. And most preachers don't have the wherewithal to get up and say it because they're afraid, some of them. And some of them just given up. Listen, it's Bible. We can't give up on Bible. Amen? Hello. Good? We can spend a lot of time there. We could get on modesty a little bit. But then I had to talk about Facebook, and then we'd all get in trouble. And the Bible still talks about being modest in our dress and so forth and so on. And we need to be careful. A disciple is one who is saved. A disciple is one who lives a separated life. Now I'm talking about a genuine follower of Jesus. You can be a Christian and not be a disciple. By the way, you can be saved and not be a Christian. A Christian means one who is Christ-like. A disciple is one who is following Christ and following in His steps. So, you know, there's some similarities here between a disciple and being a Christian. Christian, Christ-like. You say, preacher, you can be saved and go to heaven and not be a Christian. That is true. Absolutely true. Let me again, by definition, a Christian is one who is Christ-like. And if I am not living a Christian life, a Christ-like life, then therefore, by definition, I am not a Christian. Right? Good? Separated life. And then thirdly, serving. Serving. So a disciple is one who is saved, separated, and one who is serving. That one is engaged in the service of Christ. One who is participating. We've used the illustration a lot in the last several years about the stagecoach. And you know, lots of Christians, lots of believers who attend church and attend church faithfully. And thank God for those who attend church faithfully. And used to, we had in fact, our church has become this way where we have a lot of just Sunday morning churchgoers. And you notice I don't rail on them a lot, right? I mean, I'm thankful they're there. I'm thankful we get to preach and teach to them at least once a week. Amen? All right? But it doesn't make it right. We ought to be disciples of Christ, and we ought to attend church faithfully. And then we ought to serve Him. And thankfully, there are people who have served and are serving, who are not just riding the stagecoach, but are pulling the stagecoach. Pulling the stagecoach. Out in front, pulling it. You know, not just riding on it. That we get involved, and we get involved in the service of the Lord. That we teach a class, that we help in the nursery. Thank the Lord for nursery workers. And I nearly got shot Sunday. Anyway, we won't talk about that. But we thank the Lord for nursery workers. Thank the Lord for children's church workers. Thank the Lord for Sunday school teachers, master club workers, choir members, ushers. I mean, and sometimes for sound people. Thank the Lord for the service. What would happen if nobody served? It would be, you know, we wouldn't have this, you know. Serving. And I encourage you, every Christian ought to be a minister. Every member of Heritage Baptist Church ought to be a minister. We ought to be involved in the service of the Lord. Involved somewhere, whether it's helping the nursery or children's church I was talking with one of our visitors here recently about where's a good place to serve in the church that you can serve right away. And I can tell you, for a lady, right away you can serve in the nursery. Right away you can serve in children's church. Right away you can serve in the master's club. Right away there's places of opportunity to serve right now. I want to encourage you. Master's Club is going to have some empty spots coming up here in about a month when Master's Club starts back up for our Wednesday night program with our kids. We need workers in Master's Club. And Brother Obenauer needs your help. And so we need to be about serving. A disciple is one who is saved. And I hope you're saved tonight. A disciple is one who is separated, who is living a Christian life. And I was just talking to somebody about this, you know, being a genuine Christian, one who, when they step out the doors, as we preached on Sunday morning about, one who steps out the doors of the church and is living the same way out there as they live in here. That's it. That's a disciple. That's a disciple of Jesus Christ. And then one that is serving, one that is engaged. Psalm 102, serve the Lord with gladness. I don't think we should just serve the Lord, you know, out of duty. And sometimes we do that, right? But we ought to serve the Lord out of love. Serve the Lord with gladness. We ought to be able to serve the Lord because we want to, not because we have to. I don't serve the Lord because I have to. I serve Him because I want to. 90% of the time. And then there's that dedication. That's my heart when it's not right. When I'm not serving Him with gladness. But we ought to serve Him with gladness. It ought to bring us joy as we serve Him. I saw a message the other day about, you know, even like Brother David Dickerson, our children's pastor, who works a full-time job and has been putting on the VBS and working hard at it. A lot of time, a lot of effort. He just came back from junior camp a couple of weeks ago. And it's worth it all to him, and it's worth it all to us when we see two children come and accept Christ as our Savior. We serve the Lord with gladness. We serve the Lord with gladness. And what a privilege it is to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. A disciple is one also that denies himself, the Bible talks about, take up thy cross daily and follow me. Denying oneself. Abraham denied himself and offered up his only son, Isaac. Matthew denied himself and left all and followed Jesus. Luke chapter 5. Left all and followed Jesus. And if you'll look it up, you'll see that we as disciples of Christ should deny ourselves. Just back a couple of verses. Look at Luke 9:23. Luke 9:23. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, a disciple to follow him. Luke 9:23. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. As we think about that, we ought to understand that a great cost was paid, a great price was paid in order that we might have salvation. In order to be a disciple to Christ, we must deny ourselves, our wants. You know, what we have, what we want, deny that. It's putting aside the self life. I'm going to start using that term some more because I want to preach on it here in a few months. It's putting aside the self life, a life and a will devoted to oneself, and replacing that with a life and a will devoted to Him. The self life, denying oneself. We do that with our kids, don't we? We deny ourselves for the good of our kids, right? I've said this before, and this sounds really bad. I take our kids out every once in a while to do things with them, not because I want to. Hello? But because I'm the parent, right? By the way, I guess I wouldn't have to. I'm the parent. I can do what I want. But I lay aside what I want to do or what my body tells me I want to do or my mind. And I say, you know what? I love my kids and I know they want to go do this, whatever it may be. And so I go do it, right? I deny myself. In the Christian life, we deny ourselves. We deny our will, our wants, and instead put Christ's will and Christ's wants in its place. What does God desire for my life? What is the will of God for my life? What is the will of God for any given situation in my life? And it's denying myself and putting His will in its place. By the way, His will is a lot better than mine. He doesn't do that to say, well, I'm going to put my thumb down on you. No, He always has our best interest in mind. Always. Everything is for our good. And so when we do deny ourselves and put His will first, it's better for us. By the way, it's kind of like that with our kids too. Because once I get out there and I am playing with them, I begin to enjoy it too. And by the time it's over, most of the time, I have got a great blessing out of it, right? Now, sometimes when it's really physical, I sometimes wish I had never done it. Like wrestling sometimes with my kids. Or arm wrestling certain people. It hurts. We deny ourselves, so we need to learn to put aside the self-life. If you're going to be a disciple, we must take up our cross daily and follow Him. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, the cross is the answer for salvation, and the cross is the answer for the Christian life. See, there's not just power in the cross to save me. There's power in the cross for living too. I'm saved by faith, but I am to live by faith as well. And it's to the cross I cling, not just for salvation, but to the cross I cling and to the cross I go for power to live the Christian life. No man can deny himself on his own. I deny myself by way of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. Right? Because it doesn't come natural. So therefore, the new nature has to take over. So let's remember that. To be a disciple, it does mean that we have to be totally dependent upon Him. And then also, not only should we deny ourselves, but to be a disciple, we ought to be devoted to Him. Devoted to Him. Devoted to Him. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Deuteronomy chapter 10. And then you go over to Matthew chapter 22. Lawyers came and asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment in the Old Testament? Which is the greatest commandment in the Old Testament? Which is the greatest commandment in the law? They were testing Him. They were tempting Him. Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Total devotion to Jesus Christ. Totally devoted to Him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Colossians says that Christ might have the preeminence. Christ ought to have first place in our life. The Lord ought to have first place in our life. God should have first place in our life. Above our wife. Above our children. Above our church. Above our jobs. Totally devoted to Him. Totally devoted to Him. We should be sold out. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life I now live, I live in the flesh, so forth. One who gave Himself for me. I am totally devoted to Him. A disciple is one who is saved, separated. One who is serving and one who denies himself or herself and one who is totally devoted to Christ. I have seen people devoted to so many other silly stuff. Sports has become a god to lots of people. You know, sometimes it's a job that people get totally devoted to. Sometimes it is to family. I've seen people totally devoted to family, to their family and not devoted to God. Put their family in front of God. Put their family in front of church service, or put their sports in front of church, or put their sport. By the way, it's pretty well how you can tell whether you're devoted to God or not is how you play on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday nights. See, again, as I said, Sunday morning, it's okay for me to speak in vague terms, but if I get where the rubber meets the road, it kind of stings a little bit, right? Because it does me. So devotion. By the way, one of the greatest ways to tell whether somebody is truly devoted to Christ is to take their checkbook out and read through it. Right? So the way you tell this, the Lord's good. The way you tell whether somebody is truly devoted to Christ is see where they put their talents in. See where they devote their talents to. Who they devote their talents to. See where they devote their treasure to. I am telling you right now, as a Christian, I haven't said this in a long time. Spirituality is connected to this. It is. It is connected to your wallet. Because to a lot of people, this is what they're devoted to. Right? And so a lot of times you can tell how a person is and how devoted they are to the Lord by not how much they give, but what they give according to what they make. And then where do they spend their time? Right? Isn't that good? That just came off the top of my head. I'm going to write that down. So your time, your talent, and your treasure, we always talk about stewardship when it comes to that, right? But it would absolutely fit here. What you're devoted to is pretty well described by what you spend your time doing, what you spend your money doing, and certainly what you spend your talent doing. We ought to be totally devoted to Him. Amen? We ought to be disciples of Christ. Why? Why should we do that? Well, because I've been bought with a price. It's my reasonable service to glorify God with my body. It's my reasonable service. Why? Because Christ gave all for me. and I ought to give my all to Him. Being totally devoted to Him. And I'll back it up by saying, being a disciple of Christ is so much better than the alternative. It really is. I want to be a follower of Jesus. Not just saved, but I want to be a follower of Jesus. I want people, when I died, one day say, that was a real Christian. I want my kids to be able to always say that Daddy practiced what he preached, as I can say that about my dad growing up. I hope you feel the same way. Amen. Let's be disciples of Christ. Let's follow Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight for Your love. And God, we just thank You for the challenge in Your Word that we ought to follow Your dear Son. And I pray tonight, as we think about the subject, Lord, that You would help us and empower us to live the Christian life as we should. Lord, we pray for Your blessings upon the last night of EBS tonight. Be with Brother Dickerson as he brings the message. Be with the skit. Now we do pray that kids would be saved tonight. In Jesus' name.